This month, federal regulators fined Wells Fargo $185 million for opening checking and credit card accounts on behalf of customers who had no idea that was happening. The bank has promised to try to make restitution, which is a lot harder than it sounds. One big question is how to compensate people whose credit scores were hurt by what the bank did. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Regulators say that over a five-year period, some 2 million credit card and deposit accounts were opened that may not have been authorized by the bank's customers. And though no one knows for sure, it's almost certain that the accounts had a big impact on customers' credit scores. For one thing, each time a credit card is issued to a consumer, it's noted on that person's credit report. And that's just the beginning of the potential problems. Chi-Chi Wu is a staff attorney at the National Consumer Law Center.
If that account had an annual fee, the consumer doesn't know about this account. They don't pay the annual fee. So now the consumer has these late payments showing up on their credit report, and that's pretty damaging.
In some cases, Wells Fargo employees would transfer funds into the new accounts from one of the customer's existing accounts. That could result in late fees or fines for insufficient funds. Ira Reingold, executive director of the National Association of Consumer Advocates, says that would have a direct impact on someone's credit score.
You may not have qualified for a mortgage, or you might have been dinged by, getting charged a little higher interest rate because of what was reported wrongly on your credit report.
But the potential impact goes beyond the customer's finances. These days, credit scores are routinely checked by potential landlords, by employers, even by cell phone companies. Wu says someone who has racked up too many overdraft fees because of unauthorized accounts may have trouble getting another checking account.
Once something affects a consumer's credit report and credit score, it has the potential to have a lot of impact across the consumer's entire economic life.
At last week's Senate Banking Committee hearing, Democrat John Tester of Montana warned Wells Fargo's CEO about what was at stake.
I am telling you that if information was sent into the credit bureaus because of these falsely opened accounts, the impacts on this are far, far, far more than the fees or fines that could be associated with that.
Wells Fargo is already contacting customers to find out whether they wanted the accounts opened in their names, and it's promised to do right by those who were hurt. But unwinding the damage won't be easy. Again, Ira Reingold.
What happened to the consumer who the employer looked at their credit report and didn't give them a job because they saw they had all these credit cards open? How do you figure that out?
Likewise, he says, how does Wells Fargo calculate how much it owes someone who had to pay a higher mortgage rate because of the inaccurate information it sent to the credit bureau? It would mean contacting the person's lender and trying to determine why it charged the interest rate it did. And that would require a lot of detective work. Wells Fargo says it wants to make good by its customers, but figuring out how to do that will be a tall task. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.